It's all young people in here tonight. This is the next gen. People ask me all the time, you know, oh, you know, it's amazing. How is your guys' movement, you know, recruiting all the young people? Why are they falling away in these other churches? Because they're sick and tired of this lame preaching and this peer pressure. This, you know, it's so funny. You know, there's a guy in our church, and I'm just going to call him. I'm not going to call him out by name because I haven't confronted him on this. He's a young man. He's my age. I would not confront an elder, and I would not speak against an elder behind the pulpit. You understand? I would never do that. But you know what? I saw this guy at the county fair with his buddies, and his buddies were just cussing up a storm. A bunch of atheist losers. You know, their pants are about down to here where they look like they just took a crap. You know, and these bunch of deadbeats that they're hanging out with, and he goes, oh, Brother Powell, you know, don't you want to just fit in? I'm thinking, wow, what a sissy. What a wimp. Oh, I just want to fit in. What, with a bunch of stinking atheists? Oh, I want to fit in with the world. Well, you're a loser then. You're not right with God. If you want to fit in with the world and you want to say, oh, you know, I want to look like a guy that has his pants all crapped, then you're an idiot. That's what the Bible says. You know, and these boys, these effeminate, queer little sissies, wear their pants like, and it looks like they have like bird legs. Literally, that's how tight their pants are. Looks like they're walking around with little bird legs. Hey, men, man up! Man up, men! I'm not talking to you, you know, Mr. Tough Guy. I'm saying to stand on the Word of God. And don't compromise to this corrupt world that's out there.